SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is an historic turn of events. Israel and Lebanon are talking about peace, and President Trump has extended a White House invitation to the leaders of both countries.
After announcing a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, the president invited the Israeli and Lebanese leaders to Washington for what he said would be their first meaningful talks since 1983.
Lebanon will be meeting with Israel, and they're probably going to do it at the White House.
Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since Israel was established in 1948. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Iran war truce is holding, but President Trump says if Iran does not agree to a deal with the U.S., the fighting will resume. The president describes things as going swimmingly, saying the war could end pretty soon. Their feet firmly back on the ground, the Artemis II astronauts are recounting their recent 10-day mission to the moon.
Commander Reid Weissman says the crew is still trying to decompress.
It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through.
He says on the ride back to Earth, the heat shield held up. Pilot Victor Glover enjoyed the release of parachutes before splashdown.
If you dove off a skydiver, a skyscraper backwards, that's what it felt like.
Astronaut Christina Cook says she's not a person who likes attention, but realized this trip around the moon produced a lot.
We've done this together. We took your hearts with us, and your hearts lifted our hearts.
NASA is already working on Artemis 3 for next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Leaving for the private sector, acting ICE Director Todd Lyons will resign at the end of next month. The White House describes Lyons as an American patriot who made our country safer. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 161 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 38 points. This is SRN News. A journalist issues a warning.
Stephen Shaw is the man behind the documentary Birth Gap, and he says experts and world leaders are ignoring the plummeting birth rate in much of the world. In most of the richest nations on Earth, including the U.S., the birth rate is below replacement, meaning that women are not having enough children to replace the number of people who are dying. Shaw says societies have actively deprioritized parenthood with potentially grave consequences in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from Human Rights Watch says Chinese authorities are increasing pressure on underground Catholic communities to join the state-controlled official church. The government is also tightening surveillance and travel restrictions on all of China's estimated 12 million Catholics. The report says the heightened pressure is part of a decade-old campaign to ensure that religious denominations as well as independent churches are loyal to the officially atheist Communist Party of China. This is SRN News. The FAA is investigating the apparent abuse of air traffic emergency frequencies by some people who should know better.
Several pilots are under scrutiny after being heard making the animal noises over the channel near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Audio obtained from ATC.com and circulating online since April 12th appears to capture the pilots meowing and barking over the radio while communicating in the airspace around the airport. At one point in the recording, another voice on the frequency can be heard saying, "You guys need to be professional pilots." The FAA is reviewing the incident and reminded pilots that non-essential communication below 10,000 feet is prohibited. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Court records show former Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax was facing a court-ordered deadline to move out of his family's home before police say he killed his wife, then took his own life. Police say the couple was going through a nasty divorce. More details at SRNNews.com.